Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
101 ESPN. This is the Fast Lane. Now, here's former guard Matt Holliday.
Holliday, a bouncer left side, and the Cardinals win it at the bottom of the night.
As the guys get ready to dive deep into the cards.
Holliday, out to deep right. Yes!
Brought to you by Milliken Hand Rehabilitation Center. Regain your grip after injury. Expert hand and upper extremity therapy at two convenient locations.
Your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. It's our favorite guest weekly here in the Fast Lane, and it is former Cardinal slugger Matt Holliday. Matt, believe it or not, we're all here today. How are you?
Where's Meat?
Oh, Meat's here.
Meat's here with us.
Yeah.
Oh, Meat. Okay.
Yeah, we got the whole crew. You know, he's on site today.
I know why.
On site. I have no control over the music today, man.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I knew Matt was worrying. Like, he's like, "Where's my intro? Yeah, what's the music here?"
Andrew didn't bring it.
I got you next week. I got you covered.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I can do this without a proper introduction.
Matt, I just want to know real quick here. How's Hub doing?
Hub is good. Hub is actually, he's staying at my house because I'm in North Carolina watching my son play baseball. So he's actually at the house. So he's doing well.
So the house is in good hands.
Yeah, he's watching the dogs. He's watching the dogs.
Do you take him to the ground at all today?
Not today. I will when I get home just for fun.
All right.
If he doesn't, like, take his dishes back to, like, the kitchen, Matt, is that when you put him in a, you know, like a rear chokehold?
Yeah. Brad, does it feel funny not knowing what we're talking about?
Yeah, I listen, Matt. Matt, I was listening as I was prepping, even though you say I don't do that. And I was sitting at the pool, Matt. I did all those things. I know what you do to Hubs. You talked about your meaty forearms that you have, and you can choke somebody out, the style of fighter you are. Matt, I do all of the research. So
okay.
I did a little research, my man. And I researched what you did against the Cardinals' newly acquired pitcher, and you put a hurting on Jay Happ. The Cardinals make a move for those that are just tuning in. They add a pitcher. They add Jay Happ, the 38-year-old who's got almost a 7 ERA this year. And against Matt Holliday, Matt hit 400, 6 for 15 with a home run and an 1150 OPS. What's the scouting report on Jay Happ? I'm assuming favorable for you.
You know, what the crazy thing is I got traded to the Cardinals, and Jay Happ was the first pitcher I faced for the Phillies, the first game I ever played in a Cardinal uniform in 2009. So
wow.
He's an older gentleman as well, and he I think I got 4 hits that game. So,
oh, boy. And that was in his prime.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched him pitch lately. I don't catch a lot of Twins ball games. So I can't give you a real detail. He used to cut the ball in, and he had some angle, taller guy, you know, had to change speed, doesn't throw overly hard. So he was a 4-pitch pitcher. So, hopefully he, finds a change of scenery good for him and give the Cardinals some good starts.
Yeah, look, Mo talked about needing somebody to eat some innings. At the very least, he'll be tasked at doing that. So we will see. Yeah. Just talking about craziness, though, Matt, this trade deadline, obviously being a guy that has been traded before and what a boost you were to our club in 2009, and then we know what the career looked like after that. Dude, this has been the craziest deadline that I can remember. I mean, can you think of anything like this?
You know, it is crazy, and some of these trades, you know, some of these teams that are sort of tearing it down. When you think about the Nationals and the Cubs, who most recently are big market teams who have won World Series fairly recently, to think that they're sort of punting on the season and kind of maybe for another year or two, depending on what they do in free agency, obviously. But it is strange to see some of these marquee kind of signature franchises sort of selling off, and some of the smaller markets like the A's and the Brewers and some of these smaller markets seem to be the buyers. And it just, yeah, it is. It's definitely an interesting time in Major League Baseball.
Well, as we have Matt Holliday on the line here, Matt, this is exciting. We've got breaking news to share with you.
Yeah. And get Trevor Story? Instant,
it's not Trevor Story, no, but it is.
Wait,
close.
Does he have breaking news for us?
Wait, yeah, wait, whoa,
Matt,
whoa, whoa.
What are you hearing
what
from Trevor
What do you
Trevor
got
Story?
For us?
No, I thought y'all were telling me that.
Oh, we thought you were going to tell us.
Don't do that to us, Matt.
But it is a pitcher that you have faced before.
Okay.
The Cardinals just
5-time All-Star.
Five-time All-Star.
3-time.
Wait, are we going to let Matt guess?
Yes, let's let
Matt
guess.
All right, so then one of us All-Star. Only talk. Go ahead, Brad.
5-time All-Star, Matt. 3-time World Series champ, and he was also the NLCS MVP. The Cardinals apparently are close on a deal, at least what people are rumoring.
Okay, who is that, Matt?
He's pitched in both the American League and the National League. Started his career in the AL.
I am not that it's you. I don't know who is
cancer,
it. I'm
cancer
excited.
Survivor. Cancer survivor.
Oh, John Lester.
Wow,
that's what we're hearing.
Jesse Rogers reporting from ESPN that John Lester is going to the Cardinals. So another pitcher that I'm sure you
a few years late.
Matt, apparently that's the theme today. That's
now
a bit of a theme.
He is younger than Jay Happ, okay? Because Lester is
37. That's not fair. I just kid. That's not fair. He's good. I mean, I've faced him enough. I was just a joke.
That's fair.
I still want to be friends with him. I was just a joke. I mean, you know what I mean.
He's been a big game guy, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
The name excites me more. Don't look at the numbers, Anthony. Don't even worry about the numbers.
I'm going to look at the
Anthony's
numbers.
Anthony's still trying to figure out if he signed with the Nationals.
He's sitting on a 5.02 ERA, 75 innings, 91 hits at this point in 16 starts over the season. So not exactly what you're looking for. But, Matt, reinforcements nonetheless. Hey, when you look at these couple of pickups, right, and you're just trying to you watch the Cardinals all the time. You know the issues they've had with their pitching. Mm-hmm. You also know the young talent that they have, especially at the back end of their bullpen. What does it tell you? Like, they go out and pick up two veteran starters that are just going to be tasked to eat innings. Are they just trying to save some of their young guys?
You know, it tells me that they're counting on kind of what they have, kind of making a push. You know, you've added some guys to kind of help, but you haven't traded any of your bigger prospects. And so, you know, you hope to those guys get a little, late season invigoration being traded to an organization like the Cardinals and a chance to get back into a pennant race. And maybe you get you get kind of a push from those two, and then you've got some guys coming back with Jack and Miles, and you hope that it gives you some depth on the mound, and you're just counting on the guys you got. Basically, you're saying, you know, as position players go, this is our group, and you guys need to go out there and play. And so, I think everybody around the trade deadline watches closely to see if your team does anything big, and if you don't, you just say, hey, here we go, boys. This is, you know, we got a couple reinforcements on the mound, some guys that'll give us innings, veterans, guys that have been in postseason, and you know, let's see what we can do. So, again, you know, as a player, you're a professional, you're paid to go out there and compete. You play for one of the storied franchises in Major League Baseball. You play in front of some of the best fans in all of sports. Here we go. This is our team for the last 2 months. We got to win 24 games in the last, you know, to get to 90 wins, and, you know, I think that gets us into the wild card. Let's do it. You know, it's you've got to maintain that positive headspace where we can do this. We've got the talent to do this, and let's do it.
Matt Holliday is our guest here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Again, if you're just joining us, John Lester has been acquired by the Cardinals, according to Jesse Rogers. The return for John Lester, according to Jesse Doherty, is outfielder Lane Thomas. So Lane Thomas heading to the Nationals as a part of the deal for John Lester. Again, this according to Jesse Doherty and Jesse Rogers.
Also, quickly, Matt, did a little bit more math. Always dangerous when I do so. But currently, I was looking at the Cardinals' potential rotation right now before they get Flaherty back and before they get Michaelis back. So you got LeBlanc, who's starting tonight, Waino, obviously, John Lester, KK, who's been very good aside from his last time out against the Twins, and then Jay Happ. Those five starters, and I don't know if this is like a record or something, but those five starters combined age 182 years.
A lot of experience.
I was going to say, this has got to be the oldest rotation. Maybe in ever.
It's salty, right? You get a salty.
What does that come out to? What's the average age?
Oh, man. Oh, divided by five. Now you're pushing it. 36.4, Matt. 36.4.
Wow.
So that's hot. That's pretty high. But you got guys that know how to throw strikes and attack. We'll use that.
Matt, just a random question, have you ever pitched, and would you like to join the Cardinals rotation?
You know, it's been a while. It's been since high school, but I think my addition to the roster, just in general, to bump the age up a little bit might be good.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and I bet you could still bang a little bit, chances are.
The problem is, you know, the guys that I hit well are all getting traded to the Cardinals, so I might have to
You'll find somebody else at this point. Hey, seriously, though, when we're talking about the push, because you talk about these guys and say, hey, this is our group. We got to go make a run. We've talked about it all year with you, Matt, and we've seen signs of life here in July. When you look at this offense, at the very least, do you think that this offense is primed? And your boy Nolan Arenado, I know he ended up having to leave the game the other day. He got hit in the forearm. Should be good to go today, at least, is what we're hearing. But do you believe that this offense is primed to at least make a push? I'm not saying that they're going to carry you and they're going to win a World Series, but do you think they're trending in the right direction?
Well, I think I keep waiting for Nolan to have kind of the super hot streak that he seems to have every year. I think he's had some good streaks. I don't think he's had the super flaming hot things that he's had before that you know can really carry an offense for a week or two. So I would expect that'll come at some point. And then, you know, you got some guys, some younger guys that are kind of hitting their stride a little bit, starting to kind of get confident. I think, you know, with the way Bader's been swinging it, and you know, they're all going to have to kind of at least be hitting well. I mean, you know, they don't have to all be super hot at the same time, but you know, this offense, I think they're capable of scoring runs. I do. I think that they're capable of being a difficult offense to pitch to. I just think that it's been a little bit hit or miss so far, and that's what you have to hope for the last 2 months. I mean, you have 2 months to make a statement on who you are as a team, and so that would be. I think it's in there. Like you said, is it a league leading offense? Probably not, but is it an offense good enough to make it the postseason? I think it is.
Matt, before we let you go, could you flash back to when you were acquired by the Cardinals at the deadline? You're in Oakland at the time. What was it like to hear all these rumors, not know where you're going to go, and then finally, you know, whoever it was, maybe your agent or Billy Bean, whoever it was, tells you you're going to the Cardinals. What was that like?
It was pretty awesome. It was basically we were in New York playing the Yankees, and you know, the deadline was still a week away. I think I got traded on the 24th, so I didn't know when it was going to happen. I had a feeling that I was going somewhere, but I didn't know when or where. I had heard, you know, through some friends that I had on the Cardinals organization that they were interested. They were trying to get a deal done, so I had my hopes that was going to work out, because I'd almost been traded to the Cardinals in the off season that previous off season. So I was hopeful that's where it would be, but they had just traded for Mark DeRosa, and so I was kind of concerned that might be their move, that, you know, that they'd kind of, that they were their upgrade, and that maybe my chance had gone by. But it was a morning. Billy Bean was trying to get a hold of me. We were in an old New York hotel that didn't have good cell service, and so I couldn't get a call. They're trying to get through to me, and finally the room phone rang. And it was the traveling secretary, and he's like, "Hey, Billy's trying to get a hold of you." And so I put on the ESPN because I've been, you know, I was wondering what was going on, and there it was already on the ESPN that I'd been traded to the Cardinals, and called Billy Bean, and he told me I was traded to the Cardinals. And then CJ Cherry called me a couple minutes later and was lining me up a train ticket to Philadelphia, and talked to Albert on the phone, and Albert, you know, couldn't wait for me to get there. And I batted fourth that night and got four hits, and it was a pretty incredible day, honestly. It was one of the more memorable, exciting days of my career.
I bet, Matt. One final question. I got to ask this, too. When you know you're going to the Cardinals, you're on the, you know, you say you're on the train, right? How nervous were you to meet future teammate Brad Thompson? That had to be something that you will never forget.
Talk about memorable.
Yeah.
Never mind,
yeah,
Albert.
You know, honestly, I was just kind of disappointed that I wasn't going to get to face him at least that year. So
fair enough.
It was not. Brad,
I feel like Jay Happ right now.
No, honestly, that was one of my favorite group of guys. Like, it was between D-Ro and Brad and a couple other guys, Skip, Waino, one of the funnier groups of teammates that I've had. It was laughs all the time and stories, and Brad was right in the middle of it. So it was that was one of my more enjoyable 2 months of the season.
When you can't contribute scoreless innings, you contribute laughs, funny. And I do feel like it helps everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, do what you can.
That's it. That's it. I appreciate it, Matt.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us again. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Good to talk to y'all.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.